Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Masaya ang pamilya namin. Parang wala kami problema doon.
Masayang inalala ng retired engineer at 88 years old na si Noel Diaz na tubong La Union at kanyang 86 na taong gulang na asawang si Esther na mula naman sa Negros ang kanilang buhay sa probinsya sa Pilipinas tuwing Pasko sa panayam ng SBS Filipino. Kwento ng mag-asawa. Mula noong kanilang kabataan, nananabik sila sa pagdiriwang ng Pasko, lalo't kapiling nila ang kanilang mahal sa buhay. Tatlo ang kanilang mga anak ngayon at may iba't ibang pamilya na. Pero kahit papaano, ramdam nila ang pagpapahalaga ng mga ito, lalo na tuwing Pasko.
I come from a big family in the province. That's why I've got lots of cousins. Kami sa family namin. Kaya ganon ang nangyari.
Pero dito po?
Dito eh, halos kami lang dalawa eh. Kasi independent na yung mga anak namin. May 8 apo na kami. 8 apo. Oo, pumupunta kami sa bahay nila. Pumupunta rin sila sa bahay.
O, malapit lang kami.
Ilang dekada na sa Australia naninirahan ang mag-asawa. Hanggang ngayon, hindi nila nalilimutan ang kanilang mga magulang, lalo na sa mga pagdiriwang. Buhay pa din sa kanilang alaala ang ilang tradisyon sa panahong ito.
Naalala namin ang caring ng parents. Yung my father used to teach Spanish at the university. And my mom is a English teacher at a high school teacher. So we miss them all. So my mom passed away at 54. So young. Heart. Yeah.
Okay.
And my dad is about 67.
Yeah. Anong naaalala mo tuwing Pasko na hinahanda, ganyan?
Yeah, yung Pilipino pagkain, yeah.
Ano yun?
Yung kakanin, sarap yun. Mga, you know, bibingka, yun. Puto, tsaka yung ano ba yun, kutsinta.
Yeah, so yung banggabi, the whole family, we go to church. My parents and my brothers and sister, we all go together sa church. You know, very religious sila kasi my parents ko. Kaya maganda yung training namin nung malilit kami. Kaya naalala ko talaga yon. Compared sa ngayon nga, iba na ngayon eh.
Ngayong Pasko, masaya sila dahil makasama nilang muli ang mga anak at apo.
Magkasama ulit because we're not getting younger anymore. So we have to be, you know, together then.
62 taon na silang magkasama bilang mag-asawa. Kwento nila Noel at Esther. Ini-enjoy nila ang isa't isa habang may panahon pa.
Kung saan-saan kami umabot eh. Kasi we have fun together all the time. We travel together, you know. All the time. Kaya ito yung...
May mga agrabyo din paminsan-minsan.
We try to avoid yung mga away-away kung pwede lang. We enjoy each other's company, you know. Mga jokes, mga ganon, ano. Sino
joker sa inyong dalawa?
Pareho kami. We traveled around the world together.
Travel a lot.
Yeah, nagkukrus kami.
7 times kami nag-cruise.
Pumupunta kami sa Europe,
there, mas marami pa.
America, South America. Yun, yung mga panamin.
Mag-enjoy na kayo.
Enjoy lang kami.
Nagbahagi din sila ng mga payo para tulad nila ay tumagal ang pagsasama ng mag-asawa para mas masaya ang Pasko, nakapiling ang buong pamilya.
Just love each other and committed kayo sa isa. Give, sa mga bigayan, you know, like that. But of course, hindi mawawala yung misunderstanding. There are times also, nagkakaano kayo. But it's okay. Yeah.
They have to have fun together, you know? You want humor, mga ganon, mga biro-biro, mga... Don't take life too seriously, you know? Kasi kung very serious ka, wala yan, parang very boring yan, di ba?
Samantala, tatlong dekada nang magkasama ang mag-asawang Aaron na tubong Pampanga at ang Australian nitong asawa na si Amber Viga. Nabigyan sila ng isang anak, inami ni Aaron. Dahil teenager na siya nang dumating sa Australia, marami itong magandang alaala sa tradisyon ng mga Pinoy tuwing Pasko, kaya't patuloy nitong binubuhay, lalo na ang Noche Buena. At laking tuwa ni Aaron dahil niyakap ito ng buo ng kanyang asawang Australian.
Well, I came from a very big family. I'm one of seven, so everyone's pretty much here. So we celebrate Noche Buena. So 24th of December, we're all together, which works out well with Amber's family because Amber celebrates the next day. So that's pretty good. Eat as we do, as Filipinos do. And then we open up the presents. Yeah.
Midnight. Presents at midnight.
Yes.
When I was introduced to with Aaron's family and for Christmas, so finding out that it was celebrated on the 24th was different for me because obviously growing up in Australia, it's the 25th. But as Aaron said, it's great because my family also come over usually to celebrate with Aaron's family. And then we get together the next day as well. And just really seeing the family coming together and the celebration, it was a little bit overwhelming at first with everyone talking and enjoying. But then, you know, and there's lots of games. There's always fun. There's always a theme.
Karaoke.
Karaoke, the different themes. This year, the theme is like red. The colours of Christmas this year, but we've had some all different themes for Christmas time, so it's always fun.
Natatakam sa mga pagkaing Pinoy si Aaron. Desserts naman si Amber.
Christmas food is always lechon. As we know, in each family tradition, whether it's Christmas, birthday, pag may lechon, that's something that's grand, that's something that's like totally like, wow, may lechon tayo for tonight's dinner. So I had lechon today, so that's good.
He was craving Filipino food. It was like he was just on a mission.
Yes.
He was so focused.
My favorite is kare kare. So that's always something that I always look forward to eating every Christmas or any Filipino gathering.
And how about you, Amber? You like it?
I am more of a dessert, so I love the ube cake. Like, we just ate a lot of Filipino desserts now as well. So yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah, ube. I love the brazo de Mercedes. I love that dessert as well. I like the turon.
At ang mga pagkain ito ang nagiging koneksyon nila sa pamilya at sa kulturang Pilipino.
Brings me back home because I was 13 when we moved to Australia. So, you know, still have a very vivid memory of the Philippine Christmas. So that takes me back to, you know, as a young boy in Pampanga. So that connection to home, I mean, I'm much older now, but I still have a vivid memory of being a young child in the Philippines.
Ano yung memories mo doon sa lechon in Pampanga?
Masaya. Family. When you think of food, we think of family. We think of your cousins. We think of your aunties and uncles. So it's like one big family. Obviously, here in Australia, you live so far away from each other. So it's only like, you know, occasions that you get to see everyone. So I think food brings all the family together.
Naniniwala kasi si Aaron at Amber. Nararapat lang na makilala at ma-experience ng kanilang anak ang masayang kultura at tradisyon ng parehong magulang.
With my Filipino heritage, it's important that I continue that, especially now that we have our son. So I continue to show that to him. And, you know, that's part of himself, so it's very important.
We've got our son, Max, and so, you know, with his, you know, our Filipino heritage as well, it's really important that he keeps that alive for when, you know, when he's got a family in the future. I think it's just like really about the family, keeping family together, especially as we're getting, you know, as we get older, you know, our nieces and nephews are getting older as well and their families are coming in. You know, they're bringing their kids. So you just see the family grow and just really enjoying everything together.
Dalangin ng mag-asawa, humaba pa ang kanilang buhay para marami silang mabubuo na memories tuwing Pasko kasama ang anak at sa marami pang pagdiriwang. Samantala, Buhay na buhay sa pamilya ni Mariza Manoto ang family reunions at pagkukumpleto ng simbang gabi kahit higit 3 dekada na ito na ninirahan sa bansa.
Pag Christmas Day, we have our family reunion. So yung mga extended families come together. We're about 80 in the extended families. And we do roster every year. So one family host this year, another family host next year. So it's been going on since I've been here in Australia for 38 years. So it's been going on every year. Siyempre, yung family mass, Christmas Eve, talagang kahit na malalaki na yung mga anak ko, we never miss the Christmas Eve mass. This Simbang Gabi is started by Tina Pineda. And this is now the 20th year of Simbang Gabi in Macquarie Fields.
Kailan po kayo nagsimula na parang hindi umaabsent talaga?
Siguro more than 10 years.
Na kinukompleto talaga?
Yes, 9 days.
Naniniwala kasi ito na ang pananampalataya nila sa Panginoon ang nagdulot ng kaligayahan at kapayapaan sa pamilya.
I think it's also a sacrifice but at the same time, it's a blessing. So, it's also for your peace of mind and also preparation for the birth of Jesus. So I believe na it's one way of spiritually preparing for Christmas.
Isang biyaya din ang kanilang naranasan para sa asawa at anak.
Personally for me, because my daughter is started her family 25 years old lang yata siya. No? So we've been waiting for a grandchild for so many years. So 38 years old siya na nagkaroon siya ng, and we were very, very happy. Even her, you know, she didn't expect that she will have. Well, for me, it's a true blessing. And I think it's also binding the community, you know, the parish community. And last year, my husband had a health scare. He had a heart failure and kidney failure. And I think it's a blessing that, you know, a lot of people, we were in Canberra. It's a different place. We came from Campbelltown. And the doctors there were, I believe it was truly a blessing that if you put time to God, God will not let you down.
At ang Davaueño naman na si Ulysanor Oliverio na isang IT professional at 3 taon nang nakatira sa Sydney. Nami-miss niya ang mahabang selebrasyon ng Pasko, pati na ang caroling ng mga bata.
Ang na-miss yun ako na Christmas sa Pilipinas is katong longest Christmas celebration kay since September 1 pa lang magsugod na o magputa po mga Christmas trees, decoration and all that. And then ma-feel ni mo gyud ang essence sa Christmas, labi na sa mga balay-balay kay magsugod na gyud sila decor. And then towards sa Christmas Day, nag-iit isang mga caroling and all that. Tapos exchange gifts. And then yung mga ninong and ninang ni mo, pangayuan ni pong mga regalo. Siyempre, ang get-together sa mga family, ang uban kay mauli mga OFW, mauli idiot para lang mag-reunion, ana. Karon na ako sa Australia, naaman akong banadiri. Of course, kanang magningkamot na lang po may amuang ko ang celebration. Although, diri, nag-celebrate man po ng mga tao. Pero ang napansin lang dyan na ako is, wala sila nag-celebrate of Christmas Eve. Ang mga tao diri maliban na lang sa mga Filipino, pero of course Christmas gyapon need gyapon siya i-celebrate ang love nato sa family ana.
Dahil malayo sa pamilya, nagpapadala ito ng pera tuwing Pasko para maramdaman din niya na kasama niya ang mga mahal sa buhay.
So magpadala jud ta ani sa ilaha para of course makahanda pud sila ana, and then video call na lang para at the same time kauban gyapon ni mong family mag-celebrate. Sa Pasko ang greatest memory jud na ako is sa amo among God sa 24 pa lang sa buntag is magluto na gyud nga na para sa Christmas Eve. So sa buntag pa lang is busy na mi mag-prepare sa mga food and all that, and then mag-prepare na mi og mga tables and chairs kay magabot na ang mga relatives sa mga pinsa na mga tita then ang mga lola na mo mag-prepare og mga ampaw para ipanghatag sa mga kids. So, moto akong mamis. And then, pagka 25 is mag-beach. Mugawas yun ang family. Naman to sa Pilipinas ka tong Metro Manila Film Festival, maatog mall, magtanaw sino, ang iba, magmaatog sa mga beach. Ana.
Kamalit,
I'm only barber, syempre, Sharon. Ipang barot, pang dalon sa beach.
Nasaan ka man ngayon? Sana'y madama at maipadama mo ang pagmamahal, pagbibigayan at pagpapatawad na siyang tunay na diwa ng Pasko. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.